On the couch with psychotherapist Frank Rubino, today we're going to talk about your kids and their screen time. Frank, there was a new study that came out that is saying a lot of screen time, not good for young children. What's going on?
Right. This is something that I think we've known for a long time, and now the studies are coming out finally that are indicating that not only is screen time for children a bad thing, but it's also hampering their ability to even control their emotional outbursts and maybe even to develop the way that they should normally.
So they did a meta-analysis of 117 studies of kids younger than 10 and a half when they started this research. So what are some of the findings that they discovered?
Yeah, so they discovered that, among other things, children's ability to pay attention is hampered. The younger they are, the worse it is for them. Their ability to control emotional outbursts, their ability to interface with other people. And then also they were noticing that children act out oftentimes as a result of not having their screen time. And then even when they're trying to be in school, if they're getting disciplined by their teachers or parents, that they tend to have emotional dysregulation as a result of this.
All right. Specifically, kids under age two, if they had any screen time other than video chats, trouble started. Under two, and when kids ages 2 to 5 had more than an hour per day of screen time, and then when kids older had more than 2 hours per day of screen time. That's when these problems start kicking in. Video gaming, I mean, that's one thing. But in today's world, you have to use these devices for school, for all sorts of things. How do you get past that?
Right, Lucianne, this is part of the problem. We've actually created a world where the children need to be on these devices in order to learn in the way that our modern education system is trying to teach them. So you can say, well, we don't want you to be on your tablet or on your phone, but then you go to school and that's still screen time. They have laptops, they have this interfacing that's done through a different type of screen. So I think the problem is that the screens have become ubiquitous in everybody's life to the point where everywhere you look, everybody is on some kind of a screen. And so with people doing that for work and for school, to say that, well, we're going to eliminate all of this out of a child's life, I don't think is realistic anymore.
I thought it was interesting, too, in this study, they discovered that children, not only is this detrimental to them, but that they go to it, they gravitate to it when they are suffering as a coping mechanism. Think of a pacifier that your little baby might want to have to soothe him or her. That's what they do now with screen time?
Well, it is. And if you think about it, it makes lots of sense. Screens for many young people and for many adults too become a safe place because you can control everywhere you go. You can control what you see and experience. If you want to listen to music, you can find it. You want to listen to watch cat videos, you can find it. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can find. So there's an element of control that adolescents and kids can find when they are otherwise struggling.
So you want your child to feel okay and feel good. And so if they gravitate to screen time to help them feel better, what should you as a parent do to change that behavior? So, because now they're not addressing their emotional feelings.
Yeah, really good point. I think a couple of things. First of all, parents have to model the behavior that they want to see out of their children. So parents complain, my kids are on the phone, as they're holding it in their hand, their own phone, right? So I think, first of all, parents should moderate their own time and be able to model the behavior. And secondly, I think a lot of downtime away from the screens from the whole family and engaging in interfaces from in person, playing games, teaching, communicating, talking about things that are important, all working on crafts, whatever it is, anything to engage different aspects of the child's brain, I think is going to be really helpful for them.
I love that idea that the whole family should be immersed in this and in doing these kinds of things because, yes, kids learn from us. Along those lines, you know, back when I was growing up, parents, if they were really busy, they would let you watch TV, right? That was their downtime. They were able to get things done while the kids were watching TV. Same thing, childcare is being used, screen time is being used for childcare. That's not a good thing either.
Oh no, it's a terrible thing for them because it's worse than the TV. Now you remember Don Jesse, and he used to even refer to he used to still call the TV the idiot box.
The boob and, tube.
Yeah, the boob. Right, because people even back then understood that when you sit in front of the TV, your brain turns off. Right, mm-hmm. You're no longer thinking. You're just sort of looking at the bright colors and laughing with the laugh tracks. And I think for unwinding, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But for today, the children, the video games and the streaming, it is the messages are nasty. The messages are negative. These kids are far more depressed than they've ever been. They're far more anxious than they've ever been. And the gaming part is also bad. Interestingly, the study pointed out that for the streaming games, the way the kids game today, they don't want to turn the game off because their friends online are still playing. So when they turn it off, now they feel this separation from their friends.
Well, what do you do about that then?
Well, it's the same thing we used to do when the streetlights came on, right? You come home, you say, I'll see you tomorrow. It's okay to turn that off and engage with your friends.
Well, and how about talking with other parents in the neighborhood who you know your kids are gaming with and say, look, we got to do something about this. Let's get our kids together and go outside and play ball.
Well, the problem is these kids, their friends, and I use the air quotes, are on the other side of the planet.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know.
So they're people that they know, but they don't know them personally.
Okay.
And yeah.
You're talking with Frank Rubino. He is a psychotherapist. He's on the air each week on the couch with psychotherapist Frank Rubino here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. And you are listening to 1290 WLBY. So let's give some concrete solutions. This new study that came out showing screen time is really bad for these kids. And we're talking about even younger than 2 years old on up from there. I think they did this up to almost 11 years old. It's very detrimental to their health, their mental health. So what are some of the concrete things you'd like to see parents doing to change this?
So first of all, I think they shouldn't have access to a cell phone until they're long into high school and maybe not, you know, maybe when they start driving.
I want to stop there for a quick moment. And in theory, I like that. The problem is there are no phones around anymore that people can put a dime in, a quarter, whatever, and call if they need help or they need someone to contact their parents. That's a big problem.
Well, I'm not sure it's as big a problem as people think it is, but you could also always get a very simple phone from any of the big box stores that are not connected to the internet. And that's what I mean by it. They shouldn't have a smartphone or one that's so disabled that all they can do is send text messages and make phone calls.
Fair enough.
And so I think that because I think otherwise the temptation is just too great to give children access to that amount of entertainment. And Lucianne, I think another thing of it is that children should learn to like the sound of their own voice. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way. I mean that in that a child should be able, and an adult should be able to just spend time in quiet with themselves and their own thoughts. And I think if you can't even get in the car and drive to the store without turning the radio on or turning the music on, or I think maybe there's too much noise in your life. And if we can model this for our children to teach them that good quiet time is good for us to reflect and think, this would be a good favor.
Don't be advocating not turning the radio on my radio show.
Well, I think if you're listening to this show, of course, it should be on all the time. It should be streaming 24/7.
Oh, Frank, I love you. So and the other aspect to all of this is kids seem to rule the household these days and parents can't seem to say no to them. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, this is a different kind of a problem, right? This is a problem where parents are so averse to any kind of conflict, and because they also want to get back to their streaming time and their downtime and their distraction time. And that's what this comes down to. It comes down to people want to be distracted all the time. So you don't want to sit with your child who's having a temper tantrum and work through it, or let them have a tantrum, depending on how old they are. You want it to stop, so you give them what they want. And there is nothing that will create this problem more than giving in constantly to a child who complains. It's the same thing for an adult. In fact, we are watching it right now play out in live time in Los Angeles.
How do you equate what's going on in Los Angeles to this?
When you allow people to damage property, when you allow people to gather and stop the flow of traffic and stop people from going about their lives and you do nothing about it, it begins to escalate. the more they damage, the more it escalates, the more you do nothing, the more you fuel them to be able to do, to continue that bad behavior. So when we allow, when this is allowed on in the home on the micro level, or in massive cities on the macro level, we're seeing a similar result.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Frank Rubino, smart man that you are, thank you so much. Screen time is both a cause and symptom of kids' bad behavior, according to this new research that is out. Parents, you've known this for a while. Now you've got the proof of it. Now you just have to enact these kinds of suggestions, and you will have better kids for it. Trust us. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Lucianne.
Frank Rubino, psychotherapist on the air, on the couch each week on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.